The whole way long. Make me say, ow! What's poppin', y'all? We're coming to you live from the beautiful, shitty, ditty, gritty, smelly studios of downtown Los Angeles, Skid Row motherfucking studios. What's going on? Yeah, that's right. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading our episodes. You're listening to Nestorious Public Radio. I'm your host, Nestor Rodriguez, and my man.
Yo, it's Simon Kaufman, everybody. How we doing? Just out here trying to make a difference in the lives of the listeners, one listener at a time.
You know, the slim diggity, the fucking illy jiggity, you know what I'm saying? And my man to my left, my man Rich Torius. What's up, baby?
What's going on, everybody?
Rich looks like a fucking sexy model now that he lost like 50 fucking pounds from juicing. motherfucking, he had a juice-a-thon. He kicked fucking Jerry Lewis in the ass and said, fuck this, we're raising money to fucking lose some weight for a good cause.
So I can fit into my
How much are you weighing now?
198.
190, motherfucking eight.
Over 150 or 250.
What?
That was over. Yeah,
you were like, over 250?
Yeah. It was like 252, something like that. At my highest.
That's crazy, man.
And you're working out now, too, I hear, yeah?
Yeah,
you got a personal trainer and shit.
3 days a week. That shit is not fun.
Yeah.
It's Why fun. Not? No, it's fun in the sense that I know I'm doing better for my body, but man, when you're in the middle of it and they're. Dude, I was just running around the racquetball court around these, little pylon things, and it just by the end of it, I was just dead.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right, just jump around. And you're like, do it three sets. And by the second set, you're like, what the fuck? It's very difficult.
They just told you to jump around.
Jump around. Bing, boom, bing, boom, bing, boom, bing, boom.
But it's worth it. It's worth it.
jump up and get down.
Well, there's a saying, fitness is only fun if you're fit.
Yeah,
that's
and,
true.
And you
that's,
know, once you start getting into it and you start getting physically fit, all of a sudden it's like fun. You can start doing things using your body, but in the beginning, it's not a lot of fun. So you just got to get through that month period.
Well, that's why I had to lose that 50 pounds as fast as I could because I couldn't lose the 50 pounds over a year because that's about how long it would take.
Hey, are we done with the fucking juicing, losing weight, fitness fucking intro?
That's all that's in my head.
Yeah. So listen, if you guys are listening live and you want to engage in the somewhat intellectual conversation that's about to take over your earlobes, give us a call here at 1-800-893-9562. Otherwise, stay, just get yourself a nice cheeseburger or something laid back because you're going to get horrified. You know what I'm saying? We started a little late if you're listening to us live because we had the Dark Mark show right before us. It's pretty dope. It's a goth show. And every time I come in here, this motherfucker's got all sorts of crazy shit going on and it's just mesmerizing. So, you know, we just watch and fucking it's entertaining. But check out his show, Dark Mark. It's on skidrowstudios.com here. And I think they have a YouTube page, so you can actually see the video that we record here on Skid Row Studios.
You can see our pretty faces.
What's the website, Jeremy?
Dark Mark Show.
No. The website where we can get, is it live stream that people can listen to?
Yeah, livestream.com. You can go there. You should definitely check out the video that happened tonight for the Dark Mark Show.
Yeah. You got to check it out. Yo, Dark Mark is a fellow comedian. He's a homeboy of mine. Definitely got to check him out. Big up.
Parts of it actually went dark during the electricity.
Yo, big love. Big up. Big the fuck up, Dark Mark. Yeah, you give him some love. That's my man right there doing his fucking thing, always with these sexy fucking chicks that come in here, man. Had a little clown chick, bro. I was like, what? I'm thinking about running away and joining the circus. I'm like, what? Fuck that. Fuck my college education. I don't give a fuck. That's my guy. I want to join your circus. What's your website?
Well, you can find me on Facebook under Ruru. You can find me on Instagram under Clown Girl Ruru. That's Clown Girl, all one word. Still with Ruru, still one word. But Ruru is R-O-O-R-O-O.
Mmm, delicious.
Also YouTube.
Delicious. So you check that out. Check them out. Check out Dark Mark.
Now, is that the normal spelling of Ruru, or how do you spell that?
Well, that's how I've always spelled it.
How do you spell it?
The way that I got the name was, I had this guy in high school who I liked, and he gave me the nickname because he misheard my name. And I thought he was just being cute. And when I became a clown, they told me to think of something sweet, something that would make others happy and that made me happy. And that's the first memory that came to mind.
It was like Ro Ro, but it's Ru Ru. You just switch up the vowel. I like it.
I like it. She got a dope outfit. She's the sexiest. I mean, I've seen clowns. Not like in a, like,
she
sexy.
She ain't no Ringling Barnum Bailey fuck.
No, but I'm just saying, not like a, you know, so overtly sexual, you know, porn star looking thing, but like really sexy.
She's like a clown that you want to take home to mom.
As I'm saying this, she's in the recording studio and recording booth with Jeremy, and she's touching her chest like she ain't got no titties to be a porn star. Mommy, this is 2013. You don't even need to have a neck to be a porn star. It don't even matter anymore. It don't matter. As long as you got one movable part, you're good. You're in. Roll it. You know what I'm saying? It's all good.
This isn't the drunk clown your mom brought to your birthday party with the pot belly.
This is the clown.
Smelling like Wild Irish Rose whiskey.
Now, this is the clown girl you could actually bring home to your mom. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
A lot of Jewish mothers are hoping their sons bring home a clown. My mom would be very pleased.
Oh, my God. Big the fuck up to all the beautiful, sexy clowns. You unhappy, bomber-clad motherfuckers that can't afford a clown, man.
Yo, we got Ruru live in the studio.
Ruru's in the house. What's up, baby?
Hi.
Yo, Ruru in the studio.
You're not in a rush. You can stay for the show.
Can I stay?
Yeah, you can stay. Mark, you want to stay? You can stay also if you want.
Come on, Mark.
Yeah. We're gonna get into some...
Okay, before we get into anything, let me just say, this
Mark,
headset
bag,
is so
please?
Sweaty, it won't stay on my head. From your boy with the...
From Dr. Shock?
Oh, here. Let me wipe that for you.
Oh, thank
from
you.
From Dr. Shock?
It's like not staying on my head, or maybe my head's too greasy.
Yeah. So anyway, look.
Try that again.
The show's going to get a little exciting because I got my man Dark Mark.
Yo, it's about to get crazy.
And sexy Ruru the clown. and the usual suspects here. But I want to just get right into some of the topics that we were talking about last week. Last week we were talking about, you know, what makes men cheat. And also all these sexual political scandals that went on. And in my... looking for bullshit to talk about on the show... I came upon a couple of articles. One was about whistleblowing mistresses in Beijing. You remember this. You guys read it. You guys haven't, but it's very interesting. Angry ex-girlfriends of Chinese officials are blowing the whistle on government corruption.
Oh.
Xi Jinping has riveted the Chinese. Imagine that.
Oh, my.
My name is Jinping.
And by the way, that's not all she's blowing.
No, she's blowing a lot of shit, but check this out. Xi Jinping has riveted the Chinese internet community by posting hundreds of photos online of the lavish gifts given to her by her fiancé, a Communist Party official who turned out to be married. So he's married. He's married, and he's her fiancé. Love it. The official who earned a modest government salary was somehow able to give J.I., luxury cars, an apartment, and thousands of dollars in cash and gifts.
Oh, dear.
Yum. He is now under investigation. Another official was fired after his ex-mistress revealed that he had stolen $200 million. Some people have said that the anti-corruption departments at all levels perform worse than the mistresses, said People's Daily. Anyway, so there's a different perspective from a woman's point of view. She's like, I'll take your money. I post your picture.
Man, it's always the angry ex-girlfriend that blows her lid and gets the guy in trouble.
See,
like you can have a guy that's like growing weed for 20 years, right, and nobody knows a thing. And right, then his ex-girlfriend gets mad one day, and then she tells the police, and then it's like, I'm really sorry. Mm. Well, it's too late. You can visit me.
Yeah, I don't get the angry girlfriend bit. I don't get it. I don't get... So they rejected you. Move on.
Thank you.
I mean, why should you be so invested in one person? If you're going to be invested in one person, be invested in yourself.
Right. That was part of the conversation we had last week, which is the reason men cheat is because they're looking for fulfillment outside of themselves. Which, by the way, we're going to get into some other topics about stars and shit like that at part of the show, but which relates to that. Yeah, go ahead, Simon.
Well, as someone who's dated a Persian girl, a Jewish girl, an Italian girl...
Fuck you! I am Persian!
And a Peruvian girl...
Wait.
I can tell you that girls all about...
Did they all walk into a bar?
Yeah, they all walk into a bar. No, they all flipped out and got pissed off. I mean, women get mad, you know?
At the same time?
Can I tell you something?
No, I wasn't dating at the same time.
Can I tell you something? Look, there's
a
lot of women...
reason to flip out.
There's a lot of women who cheat, and men and women that cheat. And I think women that have extramarital affairs or women who have affairs with men that are married, there's an agreement. You know what I mean?
I don't believe in cheating.
I hear you.
No, I mean, it's like, if you're bored of the person, be honest. Tell them...
Move on.
You bore me.
And move on.
Go.
Yeah, but it's not that simple, Ruru. It's not that simple.
It's what people are dating, but if you're married...
No. Some people have a lot invested, 20 years of marriage, you know, kids or whatever. It's harder to walk away from things like that.
I can give an example, a personal example.
Go ahead.
So my parents are divorced.
Right.
They divorced when I was 8.
Right.
I have a 2-year-old brother and a 6-year-old sister, and they're fully my siblings, and my parents are planning to remarry.
Great.
And...
So they left, now they're getting back together.
Yeah, they split, and now they're back together. And the thing is that they split up because of disagreements, and they never found anyone.
You're missing the whole fucking point here.
Okay.
The whole point.
I don't see the cheating bit.
The whole thing that put it all together is that their daughter is an adorable clown. See, that doesn't happen in everyday life.
Clowns?
That's like 1 in a million fucking...
But that's not why they're together.
I'm telling you, it's not why they're together, but it may be the thing that brought them back. It's a subconscious thing.
Come on, the song they played at the wedding was...
I think it was the Crazy Monkey sex, but...
Oh, yeah, I've dated a Cuban girl, a Persian girl. I've had a lot of dishes thrown in my head. My point is, though...
Your penis is like World War III.
Yeah. My penis is like Dwight Eisenhower.
So what was your point? So you had a Persian girl. What I'm saying.
Are you bragging or do you have a point?
No. Yeah.
What was your point? I'm saying that my cock can command allied forces. What I'm saying is sometimes you're going through a bad breakup.
Yeah.
Somebody walks by.
Yeah.
Hands you a balloon and a poodle in the shape of a poodle, and before you know it, you're like, oh, I think I feel better and we can work this out.
Yeah.
Peace, this is Common, and right now you're checking out Nestorius Public Radio. Y'all stay in tune. Love.
That's right, motherfuckers.
When are we having Common in the studio? Isn't that going to happen?
We're going to have Common in the studio at some point before 2013 ends. Which, by the way, I got a couple articles here to get to before we get to the nitty-gritty, the shitty of the show. But what I want to get into is, it's almost fucking, summer's almost over, man.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck?
Fuck, tell my room, it's boiling. I can't even get the fan to cool down.
No, well, that's because you live in the San Fernando Valley.
Yeah.
In the valley... In L.A., for those of you that are living in Bosnia or whatever, in Los Angeles, the valley gets extra scorching in August and September.
Yes, it does.
And October. Yeah. Whereas normal summers are like June, July. Like New York, your fucking balls are stuck to your ankle in fucking June. You're like, fuck this. Yeah.
If you're lucky enough to have balls,
You try to get talcum powder at the store. So sorry, we sold out.
That's why people started hanging in a buffalo stance just to get their balls off their
dude,
leg.
It's like. So what happens is, if you're Puerto Rican or black, you don't work. That's why they think we're lazy. In the summertime, we're like, fuck that. I'm staying in my motherfucking bedroom with the air conditioner just pointed at my thighs. That's it. Fuck it. I ain't going nowhere. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And they thought you were lazy.
They think I'm lazy, but they don't. You know
you're
what I mean?
You're just smart.
Yeah, you just need to aerate your testicles.
I just need to aerate and circulate. You know what I'm saying? Make shit nice.
Circulate. Perpetrate.
You know what I mean? Word. Yeah.
Oh my God, I was so gangsta.
Yeah.
No, this is a different show, Ruru. This is the story.
All you gotta do is just
go with it.
You just gotta go with it.
Go with it and just exude your bubbly colorfulness.
On our show, we shock people. On this show, we talk about sticky balls.
We had segues. We just go over the place.
Well, on our show, we had a lot of boobs, not myself not included. And here we have a lot of balls, apparently.
Sure. Sure.
Over there, it was you were the guy, and you were surrounded by girls.
You guys gave
and here I'm the girl, and I'm surrounded by guys.
Yeah, you guys gave the new meaning to Shock Talk Radio.
Does that make you feel good though? To be like the girl, and then all the guys around you.
It doesn't really.
You don't give a shit.
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything.
No.
Especially with these great looking guys that you're in the studio.
How
about?
No, oh yeah. No, that's honest. In their own way.
Yeah, I know. I got it.
Everyone has their own.
I'm gonna go be a clown. Maybe I'll be handsome as a clown.
No. But listen,
would you hook up with a guy just because he had a Volkswagen Bug? Is that how?
I don't hook up.
At all? Not even a guy with a Bug with you can fit seven
drink,
of you guys.
I don't smoke.
She's straight the fuck up. If you want something with Ruru,
she's
got
a straight edge clown.
Really?
I'm more of an eccentric person, and you kind of have to fit all of the facets of my life, which is very difficult for a lot of people to do. And if anything, they can fit into a couple of bits.
I could do it.
But you would date someone if you found someone, right?
Trust me.
Yeah, like the closest person to someone that I will date is my ex, who the only reason I broke up with him was because he was missing in one facet of my life. He wasn't showing up to my events.
Oh!
What's his name?
You've shown up for all of my events.
Wait, I want to know his first name.
No.
Mark.
I know his number. What's his phone number?
You bomba clad, how you don't stay home bullshitting, going out to see a beautiful girl perform. You should be ashamed of your fucking self, man.
But hold on a second, though. Is that even, I mean, did it really bug you? Because, like, for instance, I had a girlfriend one time.
I felt hurt because it's like I perform with someone else and they either think that he's my father, that he's my husband, that he's my boyfriend, that he's my lover.
The other performer?
Yeah, and now that... Now that he has a girlfriend and I'm like, okay, he's not my boyfriend, he's not anything. My boyfriend is at home. He's asleep.
But why would you blame your boyfriend for what other people think? People are going to think all sorts of stupid shit.
People are going to think all sorts of things. No, he's telling me I don't want to go because I don't like people.
You're missing the point.
I don't want to go because of this. If he's going to lie to me, like, I'm at work.
Do you think maybe it's hard to see someone?
Simon, you're missing the point, dude.
She's
in a relationship with a guy. All the facets are in place. The one facet that's missing is the facet that he's supporting her, just showing up for her so that he can appreciate what she does. It's that fucking simple!
It's not that simple.
If it's stand-up comedy, if it's performing, I'm also a fire eater. If it's, you know...
Whatever!
It was my cousin's wedding, where it was very small.
He didn't go?
No.
Well, maybe he just has social anxiety issues or something.
He has social anxiety issues. He hates people in general.
Do me a favor. That's kind of an issue. No, seriously, give me his number. I'll call him and I'll help him break out of his...
No, we're friends because we've confirmed.
So then talk to him. Let it ask.
He knows. He knows. He's just...
He doesn't know the Nestorius Public Radio.
He knows my issues with it, and he refuses to, so I accept that.
Forget him. Hook me up.
Mark.
He keeps trying.
She needs to move on.
He keeps trying. Yeah.
I mean, I had a girlfriend one time that never wanted to come to my shows.
I'm not giving up.
Yeah, don't give up.
No, I'm not giving up.
And I got it.
She just needs a little...
I know. It's taking longer than I thought.
So,
yeah.
That's all right. It's all right. She's worth it. Don't worry about it. So here's the deal. Let's get back to the grill again. All right, even Dark Mark knows that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Search and never stand still. You know.
All right, so we were talking about why men cheat and that type of stuff. So I digged up
because they're not being sexually stimulated enough.
That was one of the reasons.
Yay. Huh.
That was one of the reasons.
I knew it.
But, there's like 57 different reasons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
and
we
put things in their
and there's
butt.
Two different
Maybe
articles.
Like
but I alluded. But I alluded to this particular article last week, which was. Not last week, but the last episode, which was that it's easier for men to just, you know, shoot and go, where a woman has to have, you know, stay put for 9 months if she gets pregnant. But this article here pretty much gets into this. It kind of elaborates on it. The article is The Evolutionary Roots of Monogamy.
Yeah.
Kick it, Rich.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, as they say in this, it's an evolutionary strategy. Monogamy has long puzzled scientists. When a male pairs off for life with one female, he limits how many offspring he can produce, thus reducing his chances to pass on his genes. Few species are monogamous, yet 5% of mammal species are, including wolves and beavers and other fuckers. But
about a quarter of primates.
And about a quarter of primates. A quarter of primates. That's a good amount. Yeah. But to find out why, some British scientists gathered data on the mating behaviors of 230 primate species to use computer and use. I know, and that's a lot.
Why say that? Why is the monkey sliding his penis in her nostril?
That's a lot of.
Me and you,
it.
Baby,
that's,
gonna do it like mammals.
Is it going
man.
In her ear?
Continue.
What?
And they used computer simulations, which I can't even fucking imagine how they use computer simulations.
These cocksuckers played Q-Bird and Tetris.
To analyze how they evolved. Their conclusion, this is really interesting.
This is interesting.
Males began sticking around to their mates to prevent other males from killing their offspring.
Ooh. Mm.
When unrelated males have access to females with babies, the study found they tend to get rid of the babies because it ends the suckling period and makes the moms fertile again.
Get the fuck off my baby, bitch!
It's time to have one with me, motherfucker!
So, yeah.
Suckle this.
And it's called, I guess it's called infanticide. Is
infanticide.
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 Infanticide. I think it's that's like a new spray to get rid of your babies.
Infanticide. That's when your fantasies.
Made by Raid.
That's when your fantasies need to be sprayed.
Raid is an interesting product because a nuke, you can't kill a cockroach. What is in this can of Raid?
Yeah. It's
it doesn't kill them.
It just sedates them.
Just makes them sleepy and shit.
And
then you have to squish
them. It's like
for
roaches.
Yeah.
But infanticide is a real problem, particularly for social species.
Right.
Anthropologist Christopher Opie tells the Washington Post, by coincidence, a separate group of researchers just completed their own study on monogamy, and they came to a different conclusion. Interesting. Pair bonding evolved, they say, when females of some species began living away from other females, spreading out to get more food. Males had to move in with these bitches to fight off the other suitors and prevent their sexual access.
The fuck off my bitch, motherfucker!
That's right, you know?
Was bitch in the actual report?
That's my piece of ass!
Listen, you leave a bitch at home, she's gonna find a new man.
Of course.
All these motherfuckers working 16 hours.
And then
to this shit.
Yeah, yeah. And then Craigslist came up and forget it.
Oh my goodness, is there a mouse in here?
Yeah.
Tim Clutton Brock, an evolutionary biologist at the University of Cambridge, cautioned, though, against applying these studies to modern humans, especially given how humans behave.
Right.
I'm far from convinced that the humans are really monogamous, he said that voice.
So it's an interesting how do you say, comparison. You know, on one hand, we read a bunch of reasons, like you just said, one of them, a bunch of reasons, you know, not being sexually satisfied at home, little rifts at home, like forgetting to put the toilet
bowl. Why would they keep it at home is the thing. It's like, get adventurous. Go to a garden in the middle of a night.
Again, that.
There you go.
Again, maybe you married.
Maybe behind a gate.
And Ruru was mentioning ass play before, too.
Yeah, but it's more than that. It's more than that. A lot of it's emotional.
Into the boys.
Yeah, but
the boys
like it, yes.
Well, you got to start with a pinky.
Yeah, but check it.
I don't think that's going to save the marriage.
Jam something up there. It's going to throw them off.
Yeah, but check it. Check it. When you get married or when you're attracted to somebody, right, apparently you're attracted to someone pheromonally, whatever the hell you want to call it.
Plan to marry my ex.
But ideally it's just so you can procreate, right? You're not thinking about you know, once the procreation is over and the attention span is gone, which is what really happens to a lot of guys is and women, you don't really think about sexual compatibility, right? Because it's not like in high school they'll take tests and go, okay, all the people who like anal sex, step to the right of the room. All the people that like, you know,
Krispy Kreme donuts,
step to the left of the room. And those people to the right are A, person I, these people L. So then you can be sexually, that doesn't exist.
Okay, I know that doesn't exist, but sometimes it's funny because, see, the sexy bit, this happy, fun time, sexy bit was never an issue. It was very, very, very compatible. And that's the thing that I don't see, that I see that a lot of people don't experiment. A lot of couples don't want to go to a sex shop together.
Right.
A lot of couples don't want to experiment with the whole going out.
A lot of people have hang-ups.
Know each other. Exactly.
A lot of people have hang-ups.
Why do they have hang-ups?
Well,
it's
not
ridiculous.
Why. Not why. How do you get past them? Not why.
You don't develop them.
I can give you millions of reasons of why,
you know, just...
But again,
let it all go.
Yeah, but society.
If it's going to work, it's going to work. If it's not going to work, it's not going to work.
Yeah, exactly. But society doesn't allow for experimentation. It's either you're this or you're that, okay? And a lot of that is shame-based experimentation. So if you're not doing just regular cookie cutter, hi, Bob. Hi, and you're just having procreational sex. Anything outside of that is, you know,
I think society is changing a lot.
It is changing.
There are a lot more sex shops popping up in areas that you wouldn't think.
No, it is changing.
Miley Cyrus and Robin Thicke. Look at that. Things are changing.
Yeah, but that's all bullshit. Right. I mean, at the end of the day, what we're talking about here, very, very good point, Rue. I think that this, again, not going back to that why, not why, but how. How can people actually be true to who they are, right? And be able to express what they...
You have to accept yourself before someone else can accept you.
Right.
That's what it comes down to.
But it's more than to minimize problems in a relationship, both people have to be kind of secure with themselves
exactly.
and have their own
yes.
thing. Because then they're going to take out those issues and those problems out on the relationship.
Yes.
And women cheat too.
It's more than sex.
It's not as if
you can just cure sex and then cure relationships. You just said yourself, Rue, the sex was great in your relationship, but there were other factors that were a problem. And the thing is, a lot of it's emotional.
Yes.
People aren't getting
emotional.
A lot of it is you married this person, but you're not the same person, and she's not the same
right.
person. So you married him maybe at 23, 24, 25,
right.
and now you're 37,
right.
and mm-hmm. you've changed. And she's changed, but you haven't quite changed together.
Listen, Harry.
And sometimes
I've changed. I've changed. And you haven't. Okay?
You changed, Philip.
If that was my wife, I'd cheat too. Trust me. But that voice.
See, okay, I'm going to give myself as an example, which isn't something that I
listen,
like.
Listen, Harry.
Giving myself as an example, something that I don't often like to do, is, okay, so this guy that I was talking about that I plan to marry, I'm going to make him my bride.
Does his girlfriend know this?
You're going to make
single.
Him your bride?
He's single still. Okay.
What's his name?
What do you mean you're going to make him your bride?
Just tell
Gabriel.
Us his name.
Gabriel.
He's your ex-boyfriend?
He's my ex-boyfriend and...
Fucking Gabriel. Come on, dude.
No, listen.
He's Latino, right?
You guys
still hook up, though.
On sometimes.
Okay, there you go.
He's Latino,
you
right?
Keep it going.
He's Latino. He's got fucking Christian Catholic hang-ups, man. That's what it is.
No, actually, he's an atheist.
I know that because of his fucking Christian Catholic upbringing.
He went the opposite end of the spectrum.
That's my point.
I'm spiritual in general. He's atheist or agnostic or something.
But you're both raised Catholic.
Actually, I was raised Christian, Catholic, and then my next-door neighbors, I'm baptized in three different ways. Right. They're Orthodox Russians.
Talk about hang-ups.
I'm a different kind of person. No, but the thing is that I met him years and years and years ago, and the sexual experimentation has never ceased to this day. And we're not a couple. I plan to marry this guy.
That's when the sexual experimentation will end.
What does he say when you say that?
As soon as you get back from the honeymoon.
And then he doesn't say anything.
Oh, he loves it. He loves the attention.
And he doesn't say anything. And I'm just like, eventually I will become rich and you will be my bride and you will go everywhere with me.
What does that mean, your bride?
Oh, you don't get it. Okay, it's this Japanese thing. In the Japanese culture, if you like someone, you make them your bride. So, and then there's also this this anime, it's called IS, and there's this little German girl, and she's totally upset with the main character, and then she battles him, and then she falls in love with him, and then she tackles him, she winds up in his bed naked, and she's like, I told you, I'm going to make you my bride, and he's just like freaking out.
And Gabriel wouldn't go to the anime festival with
just
you.
Just on that note.
Oh, God, not this again.
You want to give me no program or nothing.
We are a hard time, real hard.
Yeah, but you know something, I think Chris pulled one girl last night at the club, man. He said he was going to a house, you know. And Marquise, I don't know what Marquise said, man.
I seen him. I think he went home, man.
Yeah.
But get them. We need to do something now.
Hey, I know just the place. These girls was in the club talking about, Mr. Honey, Mr. Honey. That's the place we're going to get.
Yeah, come on. Let's go, man. We real desperate right about now. Let's go.
Let's go.
I just kind of fucked up because
the Walking Dead. Roger the alien when I see that.
We love you a long time.
I wanted just to start it when we didn't have any moronic fucking Luke Skywalker shit. You see how he sounded? He sounded like he was Mongoloid, yo. I was hanging out with some black bitches and shit, you know. And like, you know, what were we talking about, man? You know, like, yeah, man, I saw that motherfucker talking about, like, yeah, some big ass titties and shit. Yeah, that's right. That's what we talking about, man. We should go over there, man, you know, to the club. Let's go. Like 5 fucking hours later, the song starts.
Hey, Nessa, you ever heard the Two Life Crew song, Fuck Is Just a Fuck?
No.
At the end of the song, they're like, yo, Luke, break it down. He's like, you know, some men, they're with some girls, and then there's another girl, and a guy goes with his other girl and goes back with his girl. That's just a fuck. So a fuck is just a fuck. They're like, yeah, you broke it down.
Yo, you dropped the science. It's unbelievable. That's why that motherfucker got sued by George Lucas.
Yeah.
If he had half a brain, he would have told George to go fuck himself.
Right. Well, how did he get sued? What happened?
He told him that he couldn't use Skywalker as his name because Skywalker was copyrighted.
Even though he spelled it differently.
Right.
He started out as Luke Skywalker.
That happens all the time. I mean, Luke Campbell was Luke Skywalker, right? And his name of his recording company is Skywalker. Anyway, whatever. Fuck all that. Let's go back to...
experimentation. We should all experiment as long as you're not in a relationship.
Horny.
Talking about experimentation, there's another ad. Now, this is on the other side of the spectrum about a special ed teacher here, not far from where we're at in Corona. A special ed teacher accused of offering sex... As a prize to underage students. So check it.
Now that is experimentation.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, there's a limit.
No.
Hey, did you say special ed?
Special ed, that's right.
Could
you tell me what the big pussy is?
I want a prize. I want a prize.
Could you tell me what the big nipple is?
Oh, you know, as an ex-special ed student, I resent that.
Wall pop.
Hey, yo,
are you special ed?
Hey, yo.
Do you need a balloon?
Hey, yo.
No, I was always a special ed.
Hey, yo, let's mirror each other here. What do I look like? What do I look like? Ivy League shit? I was in special ed classes from fucking kindergarten.
You look like you're the type of guy to have a conversation with Luke Campbell.
I'm the clown. Wow.
Yeah, I'm the one that fucking translated for Luke Campbell.
Special ed was great.
I remember my high school guidance counselor came to me. I was in normal classes, and she's like, "Well, you know, you do qualify for special ed." And I'm like, "Well, what would the difference be?" She's like, "Well, you would have less homework. You wouldn't have to take time tests.
Thank you.
And you would have less schoolwork."
Thank
and I was
you.
Like,
"What room
where do
number?
I sign?
What room number is special ed?" There you go.
Although if you're in Corona, you'd get a little something extra,
well,
too.
Well, special ed.
You'd probably get all A's.
I was special ed all the way through sixth grade.
Dude,
okay?
I was a special ed valedictorian. I had no business being there, but I was there. It was
so check
awesome.
It. Check it. A special education teacher at a Corona high school is being accused of having sex with several of underage male students at her school.
Not the females.
So she was a female.
She's a female.
And she left the female.
She's a female. Here, I'm going to show you what she looks like.
What happened to equal opportunity?
Cute. She's a female. There's the camera for you guys out there.
That's not a bad mugshot.
She was looking mighty fine after like, 9 coronas.
She looks like she's on crystal meth. No fucking lie.
So she kind of got a Brett Butler sort of thing happening.
Now, though. I know a chick that looks just like that. Anyway, so check it out. In several underage male students at her school, in one case, she offered up sex as a prize to a student for his performance during school hours. Summer Michelle Hansen, 31, a teacher at Centennial High School in Corona, has been charged with 16 felony charges related to having sex with 5 underage boys at the school where she taught. According to the Riverside Press Enterprise, those charges include 7 counts of oral copulation. Can I hear you say slurp? With a minor.
You're so good at that.
6 counts of unlawful intercourse. Come on. Unlawful intercourse? That doesn't, with a minor.
It was during recess. I don't see what the problem
is. Okay. Unlawful intercourse with a minor more than 3 years younger and 3 counts of distribution of lewd material to a minor.
That's all?
Okay.
Wait, what does it mean 3 years younger? How old is she?
Dude. She's fucking 31.
So how is it 3 years younger and a minor? I don't get it.
Okay. That was a little weird.
It's the Romeo Juliet clause.
She says, with a minor more than 3 years younger and 3... I have no idea what the fuck means.
That's a Romeo and Juliet clause. So if she's like 16 and he's like 19...
She's 31.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying it's 3 years older and 3 years younger.
Okay.
That's the law.
One 17-year-old student said that Hansen offered up sex as a prize for doing well in a baseball game. And they had intercourse during a special Saturday session of classes. That wasn't the only boy that she allegedly offered up
time
sex
out.
To make.
Time the fuck out. When you're giving up the puss for Little League baseball statistics,
that's
when you know your life sucks.
Let me finish.
It's
me finish.
Little League. You go for pizza at Shakey's Pizza afterwards, okay? You don't fuck a kid because he did really well in underhand
unless he had a grand slam,
Let me finish the paragraph.
I'm sorry, I had to drop some science.
I know, Tourette's. I got you. That wasn't the only boy that she allegedly offered up sex to make him feel unique. Now, here's the issue. This is it. Another boy said he had intercourse at school, and Hansen made a point of telling him that he was the only person she was having sex with. A third boy was contacted by Hansen at a school function, and they began texting and calling each other. They had sexual intercourse in her classroom after school. Another student who was 18 and had graduated said Hansen sent him sexual text messages and photos of her in her underwear.
And he conveniently saved them.
This student claims that 2 other boys told him that they were having sex with Hansen. So there's multiple issues here. There's, exclusive sex with the teacher. And the other thing is, check it out, man. If you're a boy, if you're a man, and your teacher is a female, and she's offering you extra sexticular activities after you fucking do really well in school or in sports, that's not a crime. Is it a crime, guys?
Well, these are special ed students.
Yeah.
Special ed students.
Okay, because I was going to say that.
No. She's a special ed teacher, but she never had sex with any of her special ed students.
Oh, okay, because I'm misinterpreting this.
That's what I heard.
The article wants to make it seem like she's having sex with special ed students.
Right. They should have just said that she's a fucking teacher.
Hold on.
Does it matter if the kids were special ed?
Yeah, because she's a fucking whore. You can't even date an honor roll kid. You're trolling the special ed fucking kids.
Hold it.
If you're texting back and forth, it matters.
Hold it.
She's not a whore.
Hold it now. If you're a special ed, let me give you an example here. If you're a special ed kid, chances are you're going to go through your whole fucking life and not get a proper blowjob in your whole fucking life. You should be grateful that an ugly ass, unmade up fucking blonde bitch teaching special ed in Corona wants to slob on your knob, okay? That should not be against the law.
These poor special ed people in my high school in my senior year, and they had a special program. Those guys were always in the bathroom jacking off. Like, they help out and take the trash down, and they're in there for go in there and find it.
What do you mean jacking off?
Dude, they're whacking it anywhere. They are so horny.
Are you talking about?
They deserve it.
Are you talking about, see, when I'm saying special ed, I'm talking about my class, just dumb fucks and people that can't speak English.
No,
I'm not talking about people that wheel up ramps and
well, that's disabled. Not every special ed.
You need a special ramp.
No, not every special ed student looks like you and I. Some of them have like really thick glasses. Dude, some of them have speech impediments.
Literally 50% of my class.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
50% of my class, no English. The other 50%,
listen,
were just the fuck
ups. Why you look at me like that when I come to class with my homework on time?
Hey,
why you look at me? Why you look at me like this when I bring you my homework on time, missus?
Miss, why are you taking off your panties?
Why are you putting your disgusting smelly pussy on my lips? Why?
Because I brought you my homework.
Because you can't go anywhere. You're anyway, in a wheelchair.
I got your homework right here.
So anyway.
I got the ultimate high score. Should I take off my pants now, or should we go out to your car?
I would have studied harder.
I guarantee that fucking...
When you study hard, you will party hard.
I guarantee I'll take you home when I'm rocking on the mic and I'm doing my show.
Yo.
Know what I'm saying?
Dude, when it's special ed... So they wouldn't trust us to take the books home. You know, you have the book report.
Why would I trust you?
Why would I trust you
to take the book home?
I'm gonna tell you a story. So you know how like
why the would I trust you to the take the book home? You're Jewish. You would have fucking scanned everything and sold the shit on eBay. Why would I trust? Why would you trust me, a Puerto Rican? Why
You're
to
Puerto
take
Rican?
A book home? Yeah. Why would you trust a Boricua to take a book home?
Look,
we would have fucking ripped the pages.
So what I'm saying is, let me tell you, so they wouldn't let us take the... Normally you do a book report, everybody takes the book home, and then you write the report, you bring your book... Not a special ed.
Right.
We had to read the book
sign
in class.
It, right.
Do you know how long... No, listen. Do you know how long it takes to get through the Joy Luck Club with non-native speaking English people? I got Koreans, Bangladeshi fucks. I got like,
so
you know...
So they read them out loud in class.
So you have to read out loud in class. Oh, dude, it was not awesome. It was the most painful. No, it would take a semester.
It was torture.
It would take a semester to get through the Great Gatsby. And then the teacher would be like, we're going to skip chapters 11 through 17. No, it was the most painful. I'd have to sit there and like,
Gatsby.
No, it was like,
oh, horrible. Yeah. And then my friend Orlando used to get us drunk before class.
The other day.
The dark night.
And drinks and pills. And just drink it.
Put that back.
Do this.
Dude, one of my friends used to do acid in class. One of them used to bring Mad Dog 2020. We'd pour it in orange slice cans and just get tore up.
Not everybody knows what MD 2020 is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they do. That's ghetto wine.
That was the first shit I ever got drunk on.
That's ghetto wine.
That was easy to get because you could give $5 to a crackhead in your neighborhood and you could be like, yo, you keep the $5, you get us the liquor. You'd be like, hey, come back. I'm here all the time.
Hey,
yeah, we know.
Hey,
we know you're here all the time.
That's if you can't afford Cisco and Boone's Farm.
Yo,
that's when you get the MD.
With a quart of fucking Tide, you can get a whole case of fucking MD 2020. Wow. Anyway, so, you know, that's funny shit, man. Funny shit. Big up. I'm going to give some big up to the fucking special ed. Big the fuck up. Big the fuck up to all you motherfuckers. They woke up one day all fucked up. They didn't even know where you came from.
Ya boomba clad, pussy clad, don't read a book ever, man.
Because you can't do it. Because you cannot retain a motherfucking ounce of information.
You don't even know how to make a house with blocks.
You fucking block dropping motherfucker. Now you have to settle for a job with the MTA.
Oh my god, like,
big up.
That's a whole story. That's a whole episode. How the fuck does MTA hire? Like,
you know, I got stories on that. Municipal jobs. That's another story.
Are you an angry fat black woman who likes to yell at the first time someone a tourist talks to you?
No, but seriously,
you can work at the subway in New York.
Seriously. Big up to all you motherfuckers that were challenged and motherfuckers made fun of you, and you came out of that shit. Surviving, living, you know what I'm saying? Big up. You know what I'm saying?
Big up to all you ex special ed kids shooting up, shopping malls.
Big up. Hey, yo. Fuck them if they don't know where you're coming from. Know what I mean?
But big up. Special Ed, look at the future you have.
That's
you
right.
You too.
The producers of Nestorius Public Radio would like to let you know that just because you're in Special Ed does not mean that you're not going to amount to anything.
Support.
Look at them.
Support for NPR comes from the makers of Ritalin.
Keeping vibrating youngsters alive.
Anyway, who the hell came up with that? Oh, I have an idea. Let's give methamphetamines to 9-year-olds. Because, all right, and now we're going to vote? Okay, let's go to lunch.
And do you think at some point they won't think to crush that shit up and then snort it up on their fucking lunch?
They're all doing it. They're all snorting Ritalin.
That's what they do, man.
What? I sold a half a gram of Ritalin. I was like, you got a cigarette? Yo, you got
take
a cigarette?
Ritalin? Fuck yeah, take my Ritalin.
Okay, have you guys ever crushed up a Mentos, one of those little things, crushed it up like it was cocaine and then snorted it?
No,
I haven't. I haven't.
Is that how your nose got red?
Hold on.
It is.
Hold on.
No,
if all it's gonna do is make my nostrils smell nice and minty, I'm not interested. I want my shit to run.
It's
I want
fresh
my blood
maker.
Vessels to pop. I want fucking things to start disappearing in my neighbors' houses.
Yeah.
I like money to disappear from my mother's wallet. Yeah. I want to go into my friend's house and I want the TV to be gone when I'm fucking done snorting.
If he's not sucking people off for it, he's not interested.
I don't want my nostrils to smell minty fresh. No, I want shit to be destroyed. I want to get in the car, wake up in the fucking jail cell, not knowing how I got there, not knowing who I killed, not giving a fuck. Okay, that's the type of shit I want to sniff.
Yeah, no one's blowing someone, a drug dealer, for a breath mint.
Yeah.
But you might need a breath mint when you're done.
When I go to my first AA meeting, I don't want to say, "Hi, I'm Nestor, and I'm a Mentos sniffing addict." Okay, that's not gonna fly.
It's the fresh maker.
That's not gonna fly. Anyway, speaking of like destroyed lives, right?
Oh.
Because this is the other part of the story of the episode that I wanted to get to. And, you know, we weren't planning on having Dark Mark and Lovely Rue, but shit, you guys.
Why not?
Yeah, exactly. Hey. Why not? You're here in the studio. You're the previous show.
And Ruru, by the way, you're going to do stand-up comedy your first time. This guy is a great comic.
Stand-up comedy on my own. I've done stand-up comedy.
When are you going to do that?
On the 19th of September over down on Melrose. It's a Hungarian restaurant if you look it up online.
Is it the Hortobágy?
I think Seinfeld got it started in a Hungarian restaurant. Oh, no, wait, it was a taco truck.
You know what? We're going. Fuck you! I am Persian
in Melrose! Fuck you! I got a BMW!
Fuck you!
The first thing you gotta say when you're up there, this is what you gotta say. Start off your show like this.
You gotta go,
na mega pichaiba.
Fuck you! I am Hungarian. I am Hungarian. All right.
Just stand up there, the whole place will just fucking die.
Okay,
mega pichaiba.
Just go up there.
Okay, write it down for me.
All right.
Okay, so here's the info. I'll be performing.
Well, let's do the info at the end of the show because we're gonna do the shout outs.
I appreciate you guys.
No, we're definitely gonna
coming out.
We're definitely gonna support your show. I swear.
We're also coming to your electric fest.
Yeah.
We're coming to the. We missed this month.
Yeah, next month.
We're bringing Dark Mark.
Yes.
We're bringing Nestor. We're bringing Rich. We're all coming down full
force.
No,
but I definitely want to check out your show.
I'm dressing like the Hamburglar.
Yeah, I'm gonna dress as like an educated Grimace. Puerto Rican and shit.
Is he dressed like Grimace?
That's
some,
awesome.
Has
that
some hair gel
sexy.
And shit.
That is hot.
I think he's more of a Grimace.
Wait,
and,
gel or gel?
Gel and gel.
Oh.
Same. I don't discriminate. I masturbate. You know what I'm saying?
That's really special.
That was inappropriate.
He's a master debater.
That was inappropriate.
Which goes back to our cheating. You don't cheat on your wife because you masturbate a lot.
Right. That's inappropriate. That's inappropriate talk from Nestorius Public Radio. I sent out a bunch of articles to the fellas here about. This is a topic that always has me thinking. Especially that we're in Los Angeles, and everyone here, everyone comes from all over the world for fame and fortune, and to try to be a star,
just to entertain.
But I'm saying a lot of people come in not just to entertain, but to be famous. A lot of people do. I mean, that's
I'm
what
poor
I...
I'm I'm happy.
Well, then you're going to be happy for a long time because...
because
sometimes what happens is that you have a lot of these people who, like lately, I've been just reading in the news.
I don't read the news. I don't watch the news.
No. But I'm saying.
I try not to keep
I'm
up
saying
as
this
much
guy,
as possible.
This guy dying, this other person dying, that 70s show star. What's her name that passed away?
Wait, who died from that 70s show?
I'm going to tell you right now.
Her name is Robin Kelly.
The older sister.
Lori?
Lisa Robin Kelly.
Yes, Lisa Robin Kelly.
Died at 42.
Right. So apparently she was having alcohol, drug issues, right? I'm going to play a clip of her on, what the hell was the name of that show? Or that, on that 70s show. But basically, troubled actress.
What?
No, I'm sorry. You're like, I'm going to play a clip of, what the fuck was that show?
That fucking whore.
Troubled actress. Oh. Well, because actually when I first saw her on Yahoo, I never watched the show, but I saw her and I said, wow, she's an alcoholic. She's fucking out of her mind, right? So, but anyway, may she rest in peace. No joking around these people.
She's a fucking alcoholic, but may she rest in peace.
No, a lot of this stuff is sad, man. But I'm pretty much posing the question about fame, insanity, craziness. Do you need to be crazy to be an artist? Does an artist make you crazy? Does the fame, blah, blah, blah. But let me just read
it's
off a couple of these people.
It's not being grounded bit, I think.
I think so, too. Troubled actress Lisa Robin Kelly, best known for playing Laura Forman on That 70s Show.
Laurie?
Died last night. Yeah, Laurie. At the age of 43. This wasn't last night. This was about a couple weeks ago. The star had recently checked herself into a rehab after struggling with alcoholism for years. Unfortunately, Lisa Robin Kelly passed away last evening, Kelly's agent Craig Wyckoff said in a statement. Lisa had voluntarily checked herself into a treatment facility earlier this week where she was battling the addiction problems that have plagued her these past few years. I spoke to her on Monday and she was hopeful and confident, looking forward to putting that part of her life behind her. Last night she lost the battle. Cause of death has not been issued yet and no death certificate has been issued either.
If they did a cold turkey thing, her body can't handle it if it's been a year's addiction thing.
It's possible. It's possible.
I don't know. It's hard to say.
My next door neighbor, he's dead now, but he sobered up and then he died. But when he tried to recover, the doctors told his mom he can't just go cold turkey or he's going to die. He's gonna seizure up and he's going to chew his tongue off and die.
That's called delirium tremens. But also, there's a nice beer that's called Delirium Tremens now. You've seen that shit before?
Belgian beer. That's a
Belgian beer.
Man.
I said to myself, what the fuck? These motherfuckers come up with names for alcoholic beverages. I just want to go straight to fucking rehab. I want the beer that says rehab. I don't want to fuck around with DTs. You know what I mean? So, anyway.
Detox lager.
Yeah, detox lager. You know what I'm saying? 30-day rehab. That's the beer I want.
Right.
Alcoholism plagued Kelly for years after that. In 2010, she was charged with a DUI and served probation. Last year, she was arrested for domestic violence against ex-boyfriend John Mekas.
He deserved it.
Though she denied the charges and they were eventually dropped. Last November, both Kelly and her now estranged husband, Robin Gilliam, were arrested for assault after a domestic disturbance.
Wait a second. First she beat up her boyfriend, then she beat up her husband?
They got into it together.
I'm being domestic violence.
No, she wasn't. She wasn't well. I'm going to play a clip.
I'm being violent domestically.
Stand up real quick.
From That 70s Show.
Do I have to?
Which is interesting. Is that too loud?
Lori.
Hey, little brother.
You're back. And you're not even 8 months pregnant.
Mommy! Lori! Oh, my goodness, I knew you'd come. Hi, Daddy.
All the phones broken in Chicago?
No. Well, see, I had other plans, but my date, I mean business associate, had to go be with his wife. I mean, other business associates. I'm doing good.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to set you a place right next to me at the big table.
No, Kitty. I think that seat belongs to Eric.
Me? At the adults' table?
Anyway, I watched this clip, right? Not watching That 70s Show. And it always amazes me how some of these characters, the best acting, I think, is when you're actually playing somebody that is part of you and that you are that person. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right, right.
And so I'm looking at, because I had seen her face. She looked fucked up when she got caught for DUI. I've seen her face a few times before she passed. Mm-hmm. And I remember when she checked herself into fucking rehab. And
right.
the next day, she fucking died. But I'm looking, and then I look at this clip, and I'm like, she's playing this floozy at the age of probably, I don't know how old she was there, like 18.
She was young.
No, but her character there is what, like 18, 19, 20, maybe 22, whatever. But she's playing a fucking floozy. You know what I mean? And so, anyway, the alcoholism and the drug addiction.
And the boyfriend and the husband.
And the boyfriend and the husband. And a lot of this shit happens, you know,
all the time.
Here's another one. Rapper DMX had another run-in with police in South Carolina this week, ending with a citation for marijuana possession. You got that article, Rich?
I'm so surprised.
Why don't you read that, starting from where DMX, hey, yo, what's up, man?
DMX, whose real name is Earl Simmons, was a passenger in a Ford F-350.
Earl Simmons? Ow, that's
Earl
sexy.
Simmons. I think he's related to Richard Simmons. He was a passenger in a Ford F-350 truck stopped by police for allegedly making an improper lane change Tuesday night, according to the police report. The police report said that the officer immediately recognized Simmons, 42, and knew that there was an outstanding warrant for his arrest.
Meanwhile, if you look at the photo, yeah. he looks like a crackhead. He doesn't even look like fucking DMX, but yet he recognized
right. Yeah, meanwhile, you're kind of a moving target when you're a brother riding an F-250 Ford.
When you're a black guy in fucking South Carolina driving a big truck.
Driving an F-250 Ford dually.
But I mean, you saw the picture, right?
Yeah,
you're kind of profound.
Well, but for starters, I don't think DMX should be arrested for anything. I think he should just get a free pass.
Okay.
I don't think he should be driving that in that part of the country.
Anyway, there was an outstanding warrant for his arrest for failure to appear in court for a previous charge. Just show up, you dumb motherfucker. Shit.
No, he's DMX. He shouldn't have to. This is ridiculous. Why can't court just chill the fuck out and realize...
But here, see that?
Yo, don't make me lose my mind. Up in here.
But see, here's where the shit got thick. The police report said that the officer immediately... Oh, I'm sorry. The officer reported seeing a bag of green plant material. I knew to be marijuana, he said. On the passenger door where Simmons was sitting, the rapper denied it was his and told police he had breathing trouble.
Oh.
Check it out. The real issue here is that my man has been arrested for DUI on numerous occasions.
Oh, he's been arrested for so much shit.
Who cares? He's DMX.
It's not who cares. It's just that that's my point.
I should be able to be arrested.
No. That's my point. He is DMX, and he's got DMX motherfucking dollars. So if you got that much fucking money and you have that much fame, why don't you go into your fucking house and your mansion and just have a great life? Why do you got to go out and fucking try to commit suicide or kill yourself?
Because you can't be a gangster rapper in a mansion in the hills with a pool and a sprinkler, okay? You need to go out and get arrested. I'm being abused. I'm in an abusive relationship.
Here's the point.
Can you stand up and turn around, please?
Here's the point.
The point is,
Hold on.
Why not?
What wire service were you reading off of where it says, here's where the shit gets real? That's what I want to know. Was that AP, UPI? What was that?
That was
okay,
me.
Motherfucker, here's where the shit gets real.
Yo, check it.
And also, I think the officer didn't recognize him as DMX. I think he recognized him as Earl the Crackhead.
Yeah, but the point I'm trying to make here is that, you know, just in this past week, this guy, Lee Thompson Young, it was a star of the show Rizzoli and Isles. He committed suicide, right?
Did he?
Yeah, Lee Thompson Young, Rizzoli and Isles. He committed suicide. That's one of the guys. Aaron Moran, who played fucking
Joni
on Happy Days. I don't know if you've seen pictures of her. She's fucking out of her mind.
She just got kicked out of her trailer home.
Oh.
Dude. Yeah, she's like flopping on like hotel rooms.
She is, wait, what happened? Like,
who?
Aaron Moran from Happy Days, Joni.
Oh, okay. She doesn't love Chachi. Well, Chachi doesn't love her anymore.
Well, she actually looks like a lot like DMX these days.
Oh, no, man. No. DMX looks way better than her, bro.
Yeah, she's
looking no, seriously, seriously.
She's looking yeah, a little no,
she's
road
looking,
hard.
She's looking pretty ragged,
she's
yeah.
looking road hard and put away wet.
No, she looked fucked up. I mean, she was destitute. That's what I'm trying
and
to say.
There was only Miles. Did he commit suicide because we never heard of the show or what?
No, actually, if you look at the guy, he's a young black guy,
okay
who was fairly successful, all things considered.
It doesn't make sense.
I mean, granted that maybe you, not that many people know of the show.
I'm just kidding. No, he's not on TV, obviously.
I got it. Yeah. But as far as, you know, he's on a show on TNT, right?
Right.
And it's got fairly good ratings. It's got a good following. There's a million shows that you and I had never heard of.
Sure, yeah.
But if you look at the guy, Google the guy, very young, very good-looking African-American guy, right. Has everything going for him. Everything.
But?
Shoots himself.
It doesn't seem to make sense, though, because, you know, according to the article, he had everything going for him. He's on a very popular show. It says here in the article, which is interesting, it says
he wouldn't even play characters that were bad.
Right.
It says he practiced Yoruba.
Right.
A faith based predominantly in Nigeria.
Right.
And southern Benin.
Right.
And that he took a trip to Yoruba village with his mom several months ago for a beautiful ceremony. He was very close to his mother and sister. He had a great support network. He had his local priest and lots of good friends who were like family, including the Rizzoli cast. He's obviously making money. It just seems weird. Yoruba is like
an offshoot of Santeria, which is white magic, that type of stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, you can
feel very alone when you're that high up, even if you have a support system. He was somehow just not grounded.
Well,
he had all these people, but he was surrounded and he was alone in a room full of people.
This is what I'm trying to get at. I mean, these people, you know, you can go on and on and on. O.J. Simpson, Nick Nolte. You got Robert Downey Jr., Robert Blake. You can go on and on. Michael Jackson.
Big one.
You know, you can go on all these places. And I'm always wondering, you look at the big picture and you go, so you come to Hollywood, right? Or maybe you don't come to Hollywood, but you aspire to be, you know, rich and famous, right? Very few people.
Become rich and famous.
Very few people attain that glorious fucking state of being, okay? And millions of people are, especially here in Los Angeles, fucking like maggots vying to fucking get to that place, right? Mm-hmm. So you would think that once you get to that place, right, you would think that everything would be fucking fine and dandy and everything would be happily ever after.
If you're chasing fame, you're always chasing fame. If you're chasing money, you're always going to be chasing money. But if you're chasing happiness, one day you're going to arrive. And then it's one of those things where it's like, okay, now you have everything that you ever wanted. Now what? If you stop wanting, then the world becomes nothing because you have everything, so it all means nothing.
I mean, there's a lot that... That was fucking majestic, what she just said. You don't have a fucking support for NPR on that?
Support for NPR comes from that shit that was really majestic.
That a clown said.
Oh, big up, Ruru! Big the fuck up with your philosophical clown and shit! Big up!
Yo, that's Ruru. That's two Rus and one Jew.
That's right.
And that's me. I thought you knew.
Boogaloo. Yeah. No, seriously, that's right on. So, okay. So the interesting thing about everything that you said, right, is that, okay, so you attain all that. You attain the mansion. You attain the fucking Maseratis. You fuck everything. You fucked everything so many times.
On the Maserati.
No, now you want to fuck goats.
The Maserati.
You want to fuck guys. Right? There's nothing you can't have.
Right.
It gets lonely.
And the thing is that you have to have someone there with you. You have to not only be centered in yourself, but you have to have a partner that is centered there with you.
I don't think you have to.
Well, if you don't want to feel lonely, then you have to have at least one person.
Let me,
you can be at the top of the world, and the top of the world can be a very lonely place.
Let me just break in.
I don't think that there's really any hard, fast rules to this because everybody's so different and everybody's so personalities. You know, so some people are lonely at the top. Some people handle it better. Some people in just their regular lives fuck up their regular lives and they're not rich and famous.
Yeah.
You know, it just... These people do get into the system, into the entertainment system and all of that. that are fucked up. And yeah, they do get jobs because they are interesting to watch, because they're fucked up. The job of an actor is to do things that the normal person doesn't, because that's interesting to watch.
The job of an actor is to experience or live through things that most of us don't want to live through.
Right.
Or don't want to experience.
So that good actors can't play something that's not inside of themselves.
Well, I mean, you're absolutely right. I think that there's a part of you that has to be slightly off.
Yeah, you have to be.
You can't be whatever normal is. You can't be ordinary.
You have to be a stand-up comedian, definitely. You have to be able to commit to that thought. You know that
you can't be on an A B C D E F G path, man. No. You have to be willing to sniff Mentos and then fucking get a half a gram of blow.
Yeah,
and then fucking roll. And then roll a pipe, you know what I mean? And then roll a pipe of Cheerios.
You gotta step up to that wulu and smoke it.
Yeah.
Well, I think really what it comes down to is anytime you're looking for happiness outside of yourself, in her, in him, in it, in the status, you'll never find it.
Nope.
Happiness has to be right here with your beingness, just being.
Look at someone like Hunter S. Thompson. Look at somebody like Hunter S. Thompson.
Emotionally stable.
Please.
Hunter S. Thompson, emotionally unstable, but he fucking lived his life.
He lived his life to
the edge, but he wasn't a fuck up. He was functional. He was a functional, you know, I mean, he did shit.
He was a functional psycho.
That's how he committed suicide.
Because it was over. He was done. Because
he wanted to be the master of his own destiny.
Right.
It's just because somebody commits suicide doesn't make them fucked up or bad.
Right.
It's time for them to go.
I agree.
You know?
I agree.
It's their choice.
I don't.
Who the fuck are we to say that you got to stick around?
You know what's fucked up?
Get the fuck out.
You know what's fucked up about life?
What's fucked up, Nestor?
What's fucked up about life is that every single one of us here is going to die.
We're already technically dead.
Why is it fucked up?
It's fucked up because I gotta worry, like I gotta live my life. For instance, being in my mid 40s, saying I only have 12 more 4th of July's left. Okay, and I don't know if I'm gonna have 12.
Exactly.
That's what you're living for—the 4th of July to eat hot dogs.
That's my favorite holiday. That's my favorite holiday. Okay, I'm just saying it could be whatever holiday you want. What I'm getting at?
Holiday?
Sure.
Christmas.
My favorite holiday?
Yeah.
Halloween, you know.
Halloween?
Of course.
Come on. Yeah, of course.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yours?
My birthday.
Your birthday. What's your birthday?
11/11.
Oh.
Which is a week after my birthday.
It is. Yeah. It is.
That's your favorite holiday. Good for you. And yours?
You know, I like them all. You know,
Three Kings Day in Puerto Rico?
I'll take that one. No, man. I don't know. July 4th has really special
memories. That's my favorite.
When they come up. Christmas, always special memories. Fucking Halloween, of course, you get dressed up. I don't know. It's like, who's your favorite baby? Who's your favorite baby?
No. But there's one holiday that you actually look forward to.
As a kid.
No.
A memory.
There's a lot of holidays that come and you're like, Easter, oh, fuck, again? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like Easter. Valentine's again? Oh, yeah, it was Valentine's just 4th of July. Worst, yeah. Whatever, right? What's your favorite holiday? Rosh Hashanah?
That's coming up soon, isn't it?
Yeah, Rosh Hashanah.
No, well, you know, the truth of the matter is, one of the
is
things...
Is that Chinooka?
What's your favorite holiday?
Yeah, I'm going to tell
you.
One of the things that's really cool about about the Jewish holidays is they really have, like, ancient, deep history. It's not like...
Here we go.
It's not just a couple
Here
hundred years.
Here we fucking go.
No, it's cool.
A five-fucking-minute dissertation. What is your favorite holiday?
It's a pagan holiday.
What Easter's is my, retarded.
Yeah.
What's my Cinco de Mayo?
Perfect.
Easter's just retarded.
Of course.
I don't know anything from Easter.
Okay, back to what the
Easter
fuck I was saying.
Candy and a bunny.
Okay, back to what I was saying. So, Cinco de Mayo, you only have about 25 more Cinco de Mayos left, okay? It could happen anytime. Here's the thing about certain people, like you were just talking about. Certain people who say, I've lived my fucking life, and I'm done right now. I'm fucking done. And you go out on a high, whatever that is. Whatever that is.
A lot of people pick 27.
I had a good friend of mine. May he rest in peace. He had everything going for himself. Everything. Get a call. He hung himself in his apartment. I'm like, what? You know what I'm saying? Like, of all things, I mean, I'm sure we've all had experiences with different people. Or maybe you haven't. The shit is surreal. But a part of me had some compassion for him. Part of me felt if it was that bad, or if you needed something, right? Let's say a place to live, if you were afraid about money or whatever, I wished he would have said something. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because I would have helped him. We would have helped him. I know that for a fact. So if that was the case, I really felt bad. But if he was
couldn't live with that, though.
But if he was tired, if he was tired of living and he was done, then you know what? Amen to him. Fuck it. You know what I mean? Yeah. So Hunter S. Thompson, he took care of his own shit.
If anybody lived a fucking life, it was Hunter S. Thompson.
Big the fuck up! You know what I'm saying? So artists are psychotic. They commit suicide. They fucking snort massive quantities of Comet. No, it's just
Mentos.
It just trips me out. Like for instance, the cast of Different Strokes. You remember that show?
Oh,
I mean, that's crazy though. That's crazy. You know what I mean? Crazy shit. You got Dana Plato, you got fucking Todd Bridges, Gary Coleman. It was just like one mishmash fuck up after another.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, it was a hit show, but the support system, though, too. I mean, a lot of them didn't have, like, you know, a good support system. A lot of enabling happened. A lot of people got fucked out of their money. Their lives kind of got ruined by
fame.
Not by the fame, necessarily.
They
got ruined by what that show gave them. The money, the opportunities, and all of the freedoms. Fucking people. Yeah, and the freedoms, and they weren't surrounded by a decent
By guest people.
They were surrounded by fucking leeches.
It's right. Also, you know, really,
it's really unfortunate. It's really unfortunate right. That people can't step in and go that, you know, and just do something that's right
before,
for these
and all
people.
Before they were emotionally ready. They were all kids.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's another one, that chick Amanda Bynes, who was on a Nickelodeon fucking show and blah, blah, blah. I every day, if you Google her, you'll read some shit.
She hit my friend. The second time she got busted, the first time she got busted for the DUI, a week later, she sideswiped my friend. My friend fucking...
Oh, in the car.
Yeah.
On Santa Monica.
No, this one was on the 101.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And she fucking followed her. The phone and going, I think it's Amanda Bynes. Like, it was kind of fucking
crazy. In New York, and she was in an apartment throwing fucking bottles out the window, smoking pot, shit, right? all kinds of shit. Anyway, she's been under psychiatric arrest, and she's been ordered to stay there until 2014, believe it or not. So you're saying, well, a lot of these people don't have anyone to look out after them. So, you know, and some people who have people that look out after them. It's always
Let me say this again, though. It's Different Strokes.
But Different Strokes, yeah.
Because also, maybe she doesn't want the fucking help, you know?
She's not, what they're saying is that she's schizophrenic.
Right.
So she's not capable of making a logical decision.
How is it that they're always schizophrenic? Conveniently schizophrenic.
I don't know.
All I know is she gets arrested more than DMX these days. That's for sure.
And it ain't for drunk driving either. Right, so crazy shit.
Yeah, but you know, when everybody's accolading you and everyone in society is telling you how great you are and how cute you are and how pretty you are and how talented and how wonderful, but you know your own faults and you know your own frailty, it becomes very lonely and depressing because what am I supposed to say now? Oh, no, I'm not that good. I mean, even just in my comedy career, I've experienced a little bit where people come and they almost like build you into something that you're not yet, or they're like, you know, they try to accolade you or tell you how great you are or this and that, and I'm just still me. That's the thing you got to realize, is like somebody can become famous overnight, but to us they're like, oh wow, yeah,
to them,
but to them they're just them,
right? And
they
also
turn around like, what's so special,
and no, they feel also, like a phony.
No, but also the thing that actually helps make people famous is the fact that most people in general are just simple, empty type people. Go to work, you pay your bills, you go to sleep, you fart, you get up, and you do the same bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Fart at work.
No, no, but I'm saying, so you're looking at all these people that are like, you know, made it and that are fucking super, you know, superstars, famous or whatever. You're like, these people and these people. So it's almost like a double-edged. So I don't know. This may be a to-be-continued discussion on Nestorius Public Radio, because it's just, you know, it's something that has always perplexed me. You know what I mean? I mean, you studied acting, Rich.
Yeah.
I've studied acting about two, 3.5 years. Simon's in an acting class now.
A lot of times I act like I care.
And he does yoga. You know what I'm saying? He does that special actor's yoga that, you know, not too many people can fuck with. You know what I mean?
Actor's yoga.
Yeah,
oh my
actor's
God.
Yoga.
Is it?
Oh, I forgot she's a contortionist. Hold on a second.
That's
this
awesome.
Fucking guy, Gabriel, what the fuck is wrong with him?
What the fuck is wrong? I forgot about that.
I saw you doing this contortioning thing. Gabriel, what the fuck, man?
I can swallow my own tongue.
Come on.
Oh, no, I've seen this. You got to see this.
So just, okay, look at the throat. Look at, first I'm going to do this.
Gabriel fucked up.
Gabriel.
Damn.
Gabriel, look.
Wow.
Oh, my God, Gabriel. Why is
you are a very talented
woman. This is my point. Some people are given the keys to the kingdom, and they just don't know. They don't know how to put the key in the door. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, unbelievable. Anyway, so we're going to have to continue this discussion because, I mean, it's pretty heavy, this, you know what I mean? I mean, I can go on and on and on. You got so many different people that you know, they're famous and then they wind up dying.
Well, that's, I mean, people come out, they become artists, they have something to say, they have their point of view. Once they say it,
it's done.
And people give you accolades, then what do you do next?
Right.
Or you get on something that's successful that is not necessarily what you wanted to say.
Right.
And then that puts you in a different place.
Right.
Then what do you do?
Right. At the end of the day is what we've been talking all along, even from last episodes about men cheating and finding a need to fill that void, that hole in them.
And by the way, Ruru, I've never cheated on anybody in my life.
Yeah. No, but so the thing is, we're gonna wrap up the show. But the thing is, you have to find what makes you whole. You have to find, you know, something to fill that hole. Boy. To fill that hole that's going to be, you know, positive, that you're not going to run out of it all the time. You know what I mean? You're not going to have to be dependent upon somebody else, which means it's going to take a lot of work for you to be, you know, whole and centered, to know who you are, to be, you know, before you decide you want to be famous, ask yourself this. When you get caught on Santa Monica Boulevard with a transsexual's cock in your mouth, are you going to be okay with that picture on the fucking front of the LA Times? Ask yourself that question.
I would.
That's cool. So, no, you should have a whole list of questions and put yourself in all those circumstances.
Oh, yeah.
Because once you become famous, right? Or once you become...
Everyone's going to look at you.
Your whole life is open, man. It's just one big open book. Can you handle it? You see? Yeah. Can you handle it? Can you handle being in that mansion at 4 o'clock in the morning with mountains of cocaine, hookers are left, the cars are fucking dirty, and you're by yourself? Can you handle it?
See, the thing is, why do they get all this excess? Why do they need it?
I don't know.
Here's the thing. What you were saying, and I'm not challenging or anything like that.
Please,
but
I want you to challenge.
But no. In the sense,
I think he's challenging you, bro.
Are you fucking challenging me?
Challenge!
No, but what if you took the whole aspect of a hole away? Because if you have a hole and you always constantly feeling like, well, I got to feed this hole and you got to feed it with something positive. Mm-hmm. What if you just didn't have a hole to feed? What if you just were able to be?
Everyone
to be
is just one hole away from happiness.
Okay.
What you're describing is
the Buddhist sense of universal centeredness.
Yeah.
My friend. Higher consciousness. Go. Okay. None of us.
You mean the Buddhists thought of this shit first?
Hindi, Buddhists, all that stuff.
I was on to something.
The Christians want to do that, but they want to do it with fear. Not to get into religion, but basically it's a higher consciousness. None of us are born in that state.
Pythagoras made everything into numbers.
Right. All of us are born and come into this universe wanting something, a thirst for something, wanting mommy, wanting...
But the thing is, if you want a relationship or you want fame.
But these are kind of materialistic things.
No, I'm not. That is a byproduct of the fact that you still haven't filled that.
If you take that need to fill something away, then maybe it'll take your need for materialism away. It'll take your need away from all of that, and then you can just be and exist. Say hi, say bye. If you never see him again,
and you can just live your life like if everything was okay.
Exactly.
And there are some people. There are some famous people, some rich people. I'm not saying everyone's like this, but there are some, and I should say many, that live like that. I've known plenty of them. They got fucking gazoodles of cash, motherfuckers that are famous up the wazoo, and they walk around the street, they walk up and down the street like it's all motherfucking good, and no one's bothering them, and they're not bothered. Mm-hmm. So it's mysterious.
If you have all of your needs met, if you have a home, if you have a job, if you have money, if you don't have to worry about other people, if you don't have to worry about the huge mansion, like the people that you say that are just walking around, like the guy from The Matrix, he rides around on the subway. He's perfectly happy. He's had a lot of tragedy in his life, and he's this big thing to a lot of people. And to him, he's still just a guy. And he walks around perfectly okay with life. Mm-hmm. So what's the secret to get to that from the Amanda Bynes thing that since she was a little girl?
Hers is a mental issue.
Yeah. These other girls are
becomes a mental
alcoholism.
Issue.
Aaron Moran and what's her name again? The chick from That 70s Show.
Well, you know, they say it.
Laurie.
No, but what was her real name?
Ooh.
Money doesn't make the man. It magnifies the man.
Kelly.
So if you're a person that's sad and unhappy and prone to acting out in stupid ways and you get money, you're going to be really like that. Meaning if a person has a calm demeanor and a good character, when you give them a lot of money, they're going to be calm and cool on a grand stage. If someone's a fuck up and you give them a lot of money, they're going to be a really big fuck up. Mm-hmm.
Money just reveals who you really are.
Well, I think that a lot of people, you know, turn to, wanting to be rich and famous in lieu of doing the spiritual work that is required to be, you know, the better self, your enlightened self or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that that's everybody. I think that a lot of people think that automatically is going to fix that issue or it's going to make that issue non-existent. And I think that the people who come to that place in their life and realize that, no, that's not going to help them, then again, you find yourself alone. What are you going to do?
Right.
You're at the top and you're empty. And nothing that you have acquired or attained or done has filled
or made
you whole.
Puff Daddy said it the best when he said, the more problems... The more money...
More money, more problems.
The more problems.
Yeah, and but I think Puff Daddy said that. Shut the fuck up, Puff Daddy. Puff Daddy's fucking selling perfume and fucking ass jiggle fucking...
Well, I think
Puff Daddy.
He said the more perfume, the more problems.
Fuck you, Puff Daddy, you cocksucker.
Of course,
motherfucker.
Murderer.
He has no rights fucking quoting that line, Puff Daddy.
No, the thing is, the bottom line is...
No, I'm fucking with you, Puffy. Yeah, I'm fucking with you.
Hey, yo, Puffy.
Big up, Diddy.
Big up, Diddy. Big up, Puff, Puffy. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm in downtown L.A. I'm not too far from Crenshaw. You know what I mean? I don't want no crazy shit happening. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, dog.
Anyway, listen, so we're going to wrap this up. You, Ruru, you wanted to tell us about your performance on September 19th, you said it was?
Yes, it's going to be at the Duna Castarda Hungarian Restaurant and Bakery. It's on 5820 Melrose Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90038. The cross street, I don't have a...
Okay.
It's over by Wilcox,
okay.
I think.
That's in Hollywood.
Yes. So it's on September 19th at 9 p.m. I don't know what time I'm going to go on.
That's all right.
But I'm going to be performing
stand-up. Is it free or is it $10? Bring a muffin.
$10. It's $10. I'm going to be performing stand-up. It's in about 3 weeks. And it would be really appreciated if you can go. It's always nice when people you know show up. It's especially nice when friends show up.
Do you get goulash with that $10 or?
I've always loved that street name, Wilcox. You know what I mean? I live on Wilcox.
It's so positive.
It's because you're an animal.
No, I'm just saying I like that fucking the name of that street.
Okay, so let me ask you, Dark Mark and Ruru.
I have some new toys.
No, new toys.
Dark Mark. DarkMarkShow.com. I'm here every week on Skid Row. SkidRowStudios.com. Yeah. Love doing the show here. I love your show. I was listening to the other shows they have here. Intellectual Kink is a great show.
That's a great show.
Great shows on here.
It's a great show.
Rick Esqueda's show.
Ricky Skid does a good show, too.
Great show. So yeah. DarkMarkShow.com. And go to gothcomedian.net. I'm doing a show next week in North Hollywood, the Dark Mark Variety Show at CIA, the California Institute of Abnormal Arts.
Don't be
Where's
freaked
that?
Out.
It's
I live in North Hollywood. I live
Magnolia?
There.
Magnolia?
You know where the Denny's is on Burbank in Lancashire?
Yeah.
Where my girlfriend works.
It's over by the red line. It's over by the end of the red line.
Yeah, I know where it is.
It's like a circus side show. You go in, they got shrunken heads.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What is this called? The what?
The California Institute of Abnormal Arts.
Wait, you ain't bullshitting me.
No,
it's real.
CIA.
And when is the show?
The show is next Friday, September 5th.
Well, what's up? How do you get a spot on the... Is it a stand-up show?
I got a book for stand-up. We got Chad Ridgely's going to do a show. Tanya Estrada's going to be on
I know Tanya. Tanya's the shit.
Yeah, Tanya's great. Chad.
Also, they do stand-up there, too?
Well, we're doing my show.
It's
I'm going to have two bands.
I want to check it out. What's the cover on that?
That's gonna be $10.
I want to check it out. We should go there. Yeah. But you homos.
We got a lot of things we're gonna go.
You homos work on Friday, so you can't go.
No, I live in NoHo. I'm a no homo.
But you're a no ho homo.
So you work on Friday. Check it out. Yeah.
What time does it start? I haven't been working Fridays.
It starts at 9, so the magician's going to be the last one on. We're going to have two bands the next and Whisper Gun. It's going to be a great time.
I definitely want to check that out. And Rich, what's going on, man? You're going to be on day 538 of your juicing plan? What's going on?
You juice?
No, man. Oh, this motherfucker, he lost 50-something pounds juicing. But you have to listen to one of my episodes. Like
you have to juice.
Not last episode, the episode before the episode we went into juicing. So, no, seriously, what's going on? Everything good?
Lost 50 pounds is a 50 days of juicing. You guys all know that. No, I'm just in the gym. I'm working on myself. I'm working on my shit.
You're working That's on trying to it. Fill that hole?
Working on getting rid of that hole.
Trying to fill that hole, motherfucker. I know you're trying to.
I'm getting
you have
that
a hard
hole.
Time. You have a hard time admitting that you do have a hole.
Oh, I definitely have a hole. I want to get rid of that hole.
Okay. And
then you would be constipated.
And Simon, what are you
That's
doing?
True.
What am I doing? I'm doing whatever you need, y'all.
Besides texting, what are you doing?
I'm texting. What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm doing it all.
What are you doing?
He's looking up girls.
No, I'm texting Tanya and telling her I'm coming to the show.
All right, so check this out. This is
what am I doing? I'm doing anything you need, motherfuckers.
No, I'm saying, is there anything coming up?
List.
Is there anything coming up?
Everything's coming up, dude.
Okay, cool. All right, well, so this is going to conclude this episode of Nestorius Public Radio. If you have gotten anything from this show, this is not like a philosophical fucking intellectual fucking show.
We don't know what we're talking about, by the way.
No, this is, I mean, if you listen to the intro song, we ain't doing nothing but talking shit, okay? So if you're looking for the meaning of life, you need to change the dial, okay? You're not listening to the right show. But in the meantime, there is always something to take from this show. We talk a lot of shit, but there's always some cream that creeps up to the top. And I would like all y'all to just at least understand and acknowledge that what we have been talking about and discussing on today's show is, you know, becoming centered with your own self. Look within yourself before you go out seeking for other bullshit. If you're in Newark, New Jersey, and you're aspiring to be the next black actor, the next Will Smith, find yourself first. Find out who you are. In fact,
if you're trying to be the next shitty rapper like Will Smith, find yourself first.
If can we erase that from the show, Jeremy, this motherfucker? This motherfucker.
What if you're trying to be the next
Jaden
Smith?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Will Smith is a great rapper. You're right. He's really talented.
What I'm saying is, if you're trying to be the next Will Smith, a great rapper, before you go ahead and sell your soul, find out if you like a finger in your ass. Find out.
There's nothing wrong with a finger in your butt.
Right. Find out what you like sexually, because once you become rich and famous, you might get married. Then you're going to get caught.
I was just looking that way.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're going to cheat and you're going to get fucked.
And your parents just don't understand.
That's right.
It's okay if you like
you're
a finger
retarded.
In your butt. It's
Ayo.
Okay if you like a whole fist.
Ayo.
Yeah.
Facebook.com, Nestorius Public Radio, NestoriusPublicRadio.com. Follow us on Twitter, Nestorius NYC. And go to iTunes, check out the rest of the shows. Look up Nestorius Public Radio on podcast. Download and subscribe. Hey, yo, have a beautiful week. The end of summer's near, bitches. Big up.
Get it off, let it off. Wait, do you guys are NPR? Let's get it off.
It's me. I ain't doing nothing but talking shit. So y'all gotta, like, you know, encourage me the whole way along. Ow. I ain't doing nothing but talking shit. So y'all gotta, like, you know, encourage me the whole way along.